The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, two big stories in America. Let's go firstly to Harley with the latest on the campaign. They're rushing around like mad dogs, Harley.
Yeah, they really are. Trump is making more appearances than she does, probably because he just can. It's a busy time, that's for sure. I mean, this is the crazy day, craziest of all. It doesn't mean that tomorrow they'll take a break. They'll still be out there campaigning, pushing for votes and everything else.
They've got to give that impression, haven't they?
Yeah, they didn't always do that. You know, usually election day, years ago, everybody was done. There was like a gentleman's agreement to hands off. It's fascinating. It's interesting, too, that Trump is predicting a Brexit type thing because, all of the public opinion polls give her the lead. They range from 3 points to 6 points.
But they don't count the opinion polls, do they? Because it's the Electoral College. And, I mean, there are those 19 states, as I've been saying since day one, which have voted Democrat for the last six presidential elections. I can't see any of them not voting for majority vote, that is, for Hillary Clinton. That gives her 242 Electoral College votes. Now, on the latest poll here in Florida, she seems to be in front, albeit narrowly.
Oh, that's true. And Florida is always
that'll be it.
Important. It can do it. I mean, if he doesn't win Florida, he doesn't win.
No. Almost go home, go to bed.
Unless there are some surprises. I mean, some of us, and I'm one of them, is predicting that tomorrow by 10 o'clock at night we should know the answer.
Yeah, I think so.
If it's not known by 10 o'clock, then we're in for a long night.
No.
It's going to be there's a lot of surprises in store.
I agree with you. Now, just away from that, but yet on the same theme, Janet Reno, the former Attorney General, has died.
Well, she's certainly one of the best known, most polarizing figures of the Bill Clinton administration. She was the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General. She served for 8 years. That was the longest in that office in the century. She was at the center of one political storm after another. She didn't handle everything well. I mean, she did, well in many cases, but not always. The scandalous raid on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, shouldn't have gone that way. It was very controversial when they took this little 5-year-old Cuban immigrant boy, Elian Gonzalez, taken kicking and screaming from his mother's arms, handed over to his father in Cuba.
Yep.
That was an ugly thing for people all over the country. But she'd been fighting Parkinson's for a long time. She was 78 when she died today.
And just a quick one on the newspapers for the morning after the election.
Yeah, people don't read newspapers the way they used to, but they'll sure read Wednesday mornings. And people know that they're going to be collector's items no matter how it goes. So the New York Times, Washington Post, the L.A. Times, most of the big papers are going to be printing up lots and lots of extra copies, thousands of them, because it's either going to be the first woman president or it's going to be the first billionaire businessman TV star president on the banner headlines on Wednesday morning.
Absolutely. And, of course, history will be made if she wins because it'll be the first time that two American presidents have slept together. But that's beside the point, Harley, isn't it?
We know.
All right, Harley, talk to you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America, 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.